and Jacqueline from the National Weather Service joins us. How you doing, Jacqueline?
Hi, I'm doing well.
You're staying in an air-conditioned environment, no doubt, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And loving it, right?
Right.
Because it's going to be pretty steamy. We kind of got a hint of it right now, this morning here with the fog and the heavy air kind of taking over the area already, huh?
Yes, it's pretty muggy out there right now, so that's for sure. We got a dew point of 72, and our temperature right now is at 74, so it definitely feels muggy when you step outside.
Yeah.
Some of that is promoted, isn't it, by the rains, the pretty consistent rains that we've had throughout June and in well into July now. We've had some pretty good rains and the soil just slurping that up, but at a certain point it does get a little bit saturated, and probably irrigation, I'm guessing, contributes a little bit to humidity as well.
Yeah, sometimes you can get that. I know sometimes, you know, with the cornfields and stuff, they can sometimes get a lot of extra moisture in there, but right now it's just a lot of moisture just streaming in kind of from the south there, and it's just moving into our area. So we've had several days we've had a lot of high dew points that are in the upper 60s and 70s, which, you know, it's makes it very moist outside, that's for sure. When you go outside, it's those days that you get a little sticky out there.
Just a little, and if you're playing golf in the afternoon, know that it's going to be dripping off you in no time, and you're going to soak your shirts, and whatever's on you is going to be wet shortly.
Yes, for sure, and that's one of the reasons why North Platte and some of our neighbors across North Central Nebraska, we've issued that heat advisory for today from 1 to 8 Central Time, just because we're going to have the combination of our higher temperatures and those high dew points that are going to lead to some heat indexes that are going to be above 100. So yeah, if you are outside golfing or doing any other activities, make sure to stay hydrated and take frequent breaks, try to get in some shade when you can, and dress lightly.
That's kind of when I choose to go on these hotter days. That's kind of exactly what I do. I've got a mug of water, cold water with me, and take swigs after every hole on that, and then I try to find some shade and not be in a hurry, just kind of take my time, and that seems to work out okay for sure. So the hottest days of the week look like today and tomorrow, and tomorrow 97 is the predicted high for North Platte. Will we get a little bit of break in humidity tomorrow, you think?
So I think tomorrow we may still have some of that higher humidities around. It might not be as high as the 70s we're seeing. It might be a little bit lower, like upper 60s. So that's one thing we're kind of watching, to see if we'll need to issue another heat advisory for tomorrow as well, if we do see some confidence in some higher dew points here. Then it may be maybe another day of a heat advisory.
We might have another one coming. And then pretty much average highs around 90, looks like, the rest of the work week before we build back well into the 90s over this coming weekend, is kind of the way it's looking.
Yeah. So I guess you can call it a little bit of a reprieve, where we got the kind of low 90s. Maybe our cool day might be was Thursday, that we have a high of 87, if we want to call that a cool day. And then, yep, this next weekend's going to be another hot one, so another a couple days in the upper 90s there for us.
Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
I was going to say, what's your crystal ball say into the future toward the end of the month? How are we looking?
For the end of the month, it still looks like it's going to be kind of in a pattern where we'll still see those warmer temperatures, unfortunately. I don't see anything like we saw last week when we had those kind of brief days of the 70s. I think everybody would love to see
that.
What
the heck?
I know.
You're falling down on the job, Jacqueline. Come on. Give us some more 70s in July, you know.
I wish. I know. I like those days of 70s.
Yeah, we can dream about it anyway. We have the recent memory, and I guess that'll have to hold us over until
for a while. Yeah,
we get to September at least.
Yeah, till the fall, right?
Yep. Talk about storm chances here the next few days. What are we looking at?
So we have chances today. So it looks like this afternoon and evening we'll have another chance for some thunderstorms. They might be more kind of like widely scattered for this afternoon and evening. So mm-hmm. if you are going to be out and about today, just kind of stay weather aware. We have another chance on Tuesday, unfortunately. And then even Wednesday, we have a little bit of a chance seeing some storms around here across, the Sand Hills and the North Platte area. So mm-hmm. unfortunately, it's not. It seems like we have chances of storms every day this week.
Hey, no, we're used to that. Looks like right now Wednesday and Wednesday night are the best chances, about 40-50%.
Yeah, so right now it looks like Wednesday night might be the better day for some more widespread thunderstorms. For severe weather, we do have chances today and tomorrow of a marginal risk of seeing some strong to severe storms. So that does kind of say that like isolated storms may become strong to severe right now. That's what it's looking like. So like I said, just stay kind of weather aware. Those of you, who may have seen over the weekend, we had some pretty large hail in town. We only saw around quarter size, which is around 1 inch. But, out here, just 3 miles east of town, we saw golf ball size, and then up in Stapleton, they had some that were the size of grapefruits up there.
Grapefruit.
Wow. Yeah.
That's deadly type.
Yes. Yes. It's a wow. It's very large hail. It did a lot of damage. So definitely, we could see a storm. It may pop over your area. It may not. You can see how these thunderstorms this time of year, they just kind of, they could hit your house, but not your neighbors down the street, so.
Yeah, it's amazing how Mother Nature can do that.
It is.
Oh, yes.
Short distance can be so much different. Catch us up on the precip totals for North Platte for last week, July to date, and the year to date.
Yeah, so from July 14th through the 21st, we saw 1.11 inches here at the airport.
Okay.
And then if we look at like our month to date, we had 1.77 inches. So right now that's kind of getting closer to normal for the month. So the 1.96 is kind of where we're at for the normal. So I'm sure we will reach that because we've got a couple chances throughout the week here. So just need a little bit more rain, and then we'll be at that. If we look at last year, same time frame, we had 2.05 inches. So we're getting close to last year's total as well.
For July, at this point in July?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so we're right on level there. What about year-to-date now?
Okay, so since January 1st, we've had a total of 14.7 inches. So normal is 13.10, so we are about 1.6 inches above normal. And then last year, our total for the whole year was 16.62 since that January 1st to this date. So a little bit less than what we were last year, but still kind of right on there, right where normal is. Like I said, we're above normal, actually, but yeah. We'll see how July ends out for us, if it's going to be, a little bit more precip and wetter, or if we miss all these storms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do your best.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in, joining us for a few minutes to talk about the weather, and looks like, for the most part, kind of typical July weather, what we expect in these parts, and we'll just brave the next couple of days and try to stay indoors as much as possible, and then maybe a little bit of storm activity, especially Wednesday, late day Wednesday and Wednesday night. Other than that, we'll just do our best to refresh and not spend too much time outside. Looks like Thursday is going to be a little bit nicer. 87 sounds, you know, after we experience upper 90s today and tomorrow, 87 on Thursday, that'll be like, wow. You know,
might, yeah, it'll feel much
get the windbreaker,
right?
Out. Might have to get a light jacket on Wednesday or Thursday. Never know about it. Jacqueline, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. You have a great week there over at the office, okay?
Thank you. You
all
guys,
right,
too.
Take care.